This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. We've told you a lot about the effects of the drought on U.S. farms, but now, today, add the latest farm income forecast from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The USDA says that despite, or maybe because of, the drought, U.S. farmers will set a new record this year for profits. To see what's going on here, we've got Gordon Groover. He's an associate professor of agricultural and applied economics at Virginia Tech. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we have a situation where half of the U.S. corn crop is rated poor, almost that bad for soybeans. So prices are going to go up. I guess it makes sense that you would have some farmers who would be able to benefit from that, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Parts of our state in the mid-Atlantic region, even though we're small from the standpoint of total corn crop or soybean crop, will benefit greatly from it. Those individuals also that can put water on crops during the year will benefit greatly, but those that are, you know, dry land corn and soybeans will be adversely impacted.
For farmers who are hard hit by the drought, federal subsidies can come into play. What's the effect there on farmer income overall?
One of the major issues is on crop insurance payments, and those will help cover a lot of the input cost. There are also disaster assistance payments that they can apply for relative to the region of the country they're in. So there's been a significant number of disaster declarations across the country. So,
is this as weird to you as it seems to an average person, though, the fact that in supposedly one of the worst farming years, farmers are making record profits?
In the aggregate level, that's true, but when you're a dairy farmer and or a beef cattle producer, where the impact is going to be in 6 months down the road.
Because they're buying all of this very expensive corn.
Yeah, they're buying the grain that is very expensive. The other point, too, is if your yields are off, even though you may be getting a high price, crop insurance payments, that's probably not going to cover the total cost of producing that year. If you look at individuals trying to make decisions that are in those drought areas, they're running counter to the trend, relatively speaking. So,
Professor Gordon Groover, agricultural and applied economist at Virginia Tech, thank you.
You're welcome.